Many of the late Roald Dahl's acclaimed books for young readers have been made into films, among them Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Matilda, and James and the Giant Peach. The latest book to reach the screen is The Fantastic Mr. Fox, the first animated film directed by Wes Anderson, who's best known for his features Rushmore and The Royal Tenenbaums. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
Wes Anderson has a cult of worshippers, but I often find his films a little precious and mannered, a series of colorful dollhouses with people posed like puppets in the center of the frame. Now, in The Fantastic Mr. Fox, he's made an animated film in which the puppets are so vivid they seem like people. It's still the work of a filmmaker who likes to preen, a dandy, but it gels because the hero, the wily master thief Mr. Fox, is a dandy too. He even wears double-breasted suits inspired by Anderson's own showy wardrobe. And it gels because the animation fits the story. Anderson opted to use stop motion, the old-fashioned time-lapse animation that gave us King Kong and this year's sublime Coraline. So instead of the smooth, computerized feel of most modern animation, there's a slight jerkiness to the characters' movements that brings out their weight, their substance. I don't know how, but I felt as if the puppets themselves were taking pleasure in their own movements. Anderson's ultra-composed frames have never seemed so magically alive. The script by Anderson and Noah Baumbach embellishes Roald Dahl's brisk and cheerfully wicked kid's book, but the thrust is the same. Mr. Fox can't resist the challenge of stealing from his new neighbors, three nasty farmers named Bogus and Bunce and Bean, one fat, one short, one lean. He pulls off three splendid capers, but doesn't reckon on the vindictiveness of the farmers, especially the skeletal Bean. George Clooney does the voice of Mr. Fox, and at first I couldn't stop picturing his handsome mug. But Clooney is doing his best work in years. He even parodies his Ocean's 11 master thief. Like his director, Mr. Fox is wonderfully precise. As he assembles a team of animals to help him fight the farmers who've laid siege to his underground hideaway, he calls them by their English and Latin names.
All right, let's start planning. Who knows shorthand? Great. Linda, Lucha Lucha, you got some dry paper? Here we go. Mole, Talpa Europea, what do you got?
I can see in the dark.
That's incredible. We can use that, Linda.
Got it.
Rabbit, Oryctolagus caniculus.
I'm fast.
You bet you are, Linda.
Got it.
Beaver, Castor Fiber.
I can chew through wood.
Amazing, Linda.
Got it.
Badger, Melis Melis.
Demolitions expert.
What?
Says when?
Explosions, flames, burning things.
Demolitions expert. Okay, Linda.
Got it.
Weasel.
Mustard on the ball, Ash.
Stop yelling.
All right. Ha.
Woohoo.
All right, Ash, you get these little kids organized and put together some kind of KP unit or something to keep this sewer clean. It's good for morale.
Done. What's KP?
I think it means janitors.
After the Beach Boys on the soundtrack come Burl Ives, Mozart, the Rolling Stones, and Old Man River. Disjunctive, but then the whole movie's disjunctive, like the cultural bric-a-brac in Wes Anderson's teeming brain. You'll find your eyes roaming the frames and laughing at the flourishes and textures, at symmetry that's slightly unbalanced, so the screen is a seesaw. There are gags so ingenious they'd have made Bugs Bunny director Chuck Jones gasp. The actors bring their own kind of wit. Bill Murray as a militant badger, Michael Gambon as creepy Bean, Wally Wolodarski as Mr. Fox's nervous opossum sidekick, and best of all, Willem Dafoe as a hepcat knife-wielding rat security guard. Meryl Streep is the sharp, practical Mrs. Fox, who at one point slaps her reckless husband's face. You don't see stuff that serious in many animated family films. The Fantastic Mr. Fox is weighted down by a serious motif, one that runs through all Anderson's work. The son, who desperately tries to forge a bond with his unappreciative father. Mr. Fox's boy, Ash, Jason Schwartzman, doesn't have his dad's athletic prowess, and he's hurt when Mr. Fox sees a chip off the old block in his cousin. The problem is Ash is a bit of a drag, and his efforts to prove himself are the movie's lone concession to formula. A small price to pay. With all the engineering behind The Fantastic Mr. Fox, it still feels handmade, as if the artists were in the room, manipulating everything on screen. When it ended, I wish they'd come out and take a bow. animation director Mark Gustafson, cinematographer Tristan Oliver, designer Nelson Lowry, the whole team, and of course, Wes Anderson, who for the first time has a right to preen.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.